afternoon and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL each Sunday at noon. I'm Karen Curtis and I'm here again today with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer and Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, I should say, and hope everybody's enjoying their Memorial Day weekend. If you're a fan of the show and you like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our show's website at www.CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com and join our email list, because by joining each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, announcements about our blog, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. And by the way, tomorrow's blog topic, the Florida Supreme Court finally rules on what CAMS can and can't do without being accused of practicing law without a license. Makes an interesting read. And, of course, if you want to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. And our law firm's website, Condo-Laws.com. Again, Condo-Laws.com. Wow. So our radio show, our live radio show, kind of crept up on us. All of a sudden, it's about
here.
A week away. So let's just talk about that. Remember, everybody, Florida law requires board members to get certified within 1 year before getting on the board or within 90 days after getting elected or appointed. And one way to get certified is by taking our popular board certification course. We've now certified over 10,000 Floridians all over the state. So again, if time is running out for you to become certified, or if you simply want to come by and learn something instead of signing that ridiculous affidavit, next week, a week from today, on May 31st, we start the clock early. 7 o'clock in the morning, we'll be at the Hard Rock in Hollywood. We're going to do our third annual live radio show after our classes. There's going to be a complete day of education. Again, the show is in front of a live studio audience. Our board cert class is going to be taught at 8 o'clock in the morning. There's going to be other classes taught by our sponsors. There's going to be breakfast for everybody starting at 7 o'clock. And after our radio show, lunch is going to be served to all of it is free of charge. So let's just go over some of the classes that we're going to be offering. 7 o'clock, again, bright and early, breakfast buffet and check-in begins.
Yeah, and then after breakfast, you're going to have Eric teaching his board certification seminar. And, you know, you'll be number 10,001 if you're the one that's in there first.
Right, exactly.
And that's going to be beginning again at 8 a.m. after breakfast.
Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg will be teaching how to read a financial statement.
Watch your wallet is going to be taught by Association Services of Florida.
The good people at Best Roofing will be teaching you about hurricane preparedness.
And I guess the season starts the very next day on June 1st.
Unbelievable. Disaster preparedness will be taught by Service Master.
And, of course, the Florida DBPR is going to be there. They're going to be teaching a course called the Complaint Process. And they are always there with lots of free educational materials for everybody.
Yeah, and finally, our good friends at Custom Reserves will be teaching Saving Capital Reserves, class that I think every association board should be taking.
And so, Election and Recall 101 will be taught by Affinity Management Services.
And, of course, then at noon when the class is over, we want to see the fans of the show in the audience, because we're going to do the Condo Craze radio show live in front of everybody, in front of a studio audience. And when it's over at 1 o'clock, please be our guest and join us for a free lunch.
So how does everybody register?
Well, there's two ways, Karen. First, you can visit the show's website at www.CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com. Or, if you're smart enough to download our new app on either your Android or iOS device, just click on the Register for our Seminars tab, and you will get an email confirmation that you are registered for May 30th.
All right. Really look forward to seeing everybody next week. But don't get shut out. Just make sure you register again, CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com. How about we go to our first call of the day, Elizabeth in Boca. How are you, Elizabeth?
Good afternoon, Attorneys Glazer and Shapiro.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you men?
We are great. What's going on, Elizabeth?
I have have a basic question which pertains to a problem that I'm confused about in our HOA. My question is, how is the meaning of the word shall adjudicated when used in all three HOA documents?
What does the word shall mean? Shall means must. Like when my wife says, you shall clean up the house.
Yes.
I don't have a choice. I have to do it.
Thou shalt not kill.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You can't do it. So shall means there's no freedom. There's no room for, what's the word I'm looking for, Scott?
Interpretation.
Interpretation, right. Shall means it's a definite. You have to do it.
And in Florida, if there's no specific definition for the word defined in the document, you just use the plain meaning. So you can look it up in Webster's Dictionary. And that's what it means. Yeah.
For example, Elizabeth, the word shall is often contrasted in governing documents with the word may.
Or should.
Or should, right. Yeah,
yes.
It's two different things. Shall means they better do it.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because I'm very confused about the fact that our HOA states that the business administration of the corporation shall be by its board of directors, which shall consist of five directors.
Right.
For the last 6 months, we've had only four.
Right. They should make that fifth appointment. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if nobody wants to do it.
Right.
Our 2015 election annual meeting is scheduled for the first week of June. Normally, it's over. It's done the last week of May. But at this upcoming annual election and meeting, there are two of the current four board members whose terms are up, and so that there are actually three vacancies come the election. So we received a letter from our management company that states that there are three vacancies, two for a term of 2 years and one for
1 year.
Two for a term of 3 years and one for a term of 1 year, which is how our documents read. But then it goes on to say that there are two candidates, and they name the names of the two people, who have submitted the request to the board and will be seated by acclamation.
Right. You know, I'd have to review your governing, because this is an HOA, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so I got to see if your governing documents even allow for nominations in advance of the meeting, because sometimes they don't. And I can tell you unequivocally, and I'm having this problem with another association right now on the West Coast, where you're allowed to make nominations from the floor, even if your governing documents don't make it clear that that there's a process in advance that allows you to put in names in advance of the meeting. So, you know, just because associations choose to all of a sudden treat it like a condo election does not mean that they're doing it right. Your documents have to allow for that. So what I would suggest is give me a call in the office on Tuesday. Let's take a look at your governing documents together, and then I'll be able to tell you, Elizabeth, whether or not your association's doing it right by not allowing what appears to be nominations at the meeting. Okay? That's 855, the number 4. Condo craze. All right, how about we go to Arthur in Boynton Beach? How are you, Arthur?
Good afternoon, sir. Yeah, hi. I live in an HOA up in Boynton Beach. It's managed by one of South Florida's largest property management companies. We have a situation where the property manager looks the other way when the handyman does private work for cash to residents, including board officers, during the official workday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. He does not do it after hours. That's defined, as I understand it, as double dipping.
Yeah, he's doing it during the day. Absolutely, it's double dipping.
Okay, so but my question, sir, is what recourse does a resident in an HOA have vis-a-vis the property management company or the property manager or the board? You got to tell Hassie? Do you go to the court system? What would you recommend?
Why not?
A resident to do when they see blatant fraud going on?
Well, you can call the management company themselves. Quite frankly, if it was my management company, I would absolutely want to know that the person who was on my payroll is going into the unit owner's units during the day while he's on my clock and getting paid by me and getting paid by the unit owner whose home he's going into. If I'm the management company, I'm going to send out somebody to find out about that. And if it turns out to be true, then that handyman is gone, and the manager who turned a blind eye towards it, they're gone too. So that's where I'd start.
Can I tell you that the property management company took a pass? The property manager still is in this community. The handyman was reassigned for a year to another neighboring community in Palm Beach County.
Right.
But he's back here. He's back here working, and the board, since two board officers took advantage of this handyman's work, basically ignored a resident's whistleblowing action.
If the management company doesn't want to do anything about it, then, of course, you can vote out the board if you don't like the way the board is handling it. If that's not working, if the person is doing illegal work because there need to be a license for it, you can report them to the local building official or code enforcement officer, and they may check on it. But to me, if I'm the management company and I got persons going into people's houses, I want to know what that, you know, that that's going on, and I want to put a stop to it immediately. There's so many ways that the management company could be liable if that handyman does something wrong or commits a criminal violation of some kind. They're going to be on the hook big time. So I'd send a certified letter to the management company explaining what's going on. And I it's a little difficult for me to believe that the management company would just sit back and let it happen. Okay? Thanks for the call, Arthur. How about we go to Dan in Bonaventure? How are you, Dan?
I'm doing good. I'm listening to very interesting things.
Thank you very much. How can we help you?
I enjoy your program. And we had something come up in our condo that we're trying to get a handle on. We're in a smaller condo, about 38 units, and for about 10, 15 years, we've had the contracts through our building for TV service.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we get a form or a letter from our management company that they couldn't reach an agreement on a renewal of the contract,
right,
and that they will no longer have service. They sent us a notice in May that this ended as of April 1st.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So there's going to be no,
there's
gonna be no
1st.
More bulk contract. Now, you remember two calls ago, Elizabeth called? And Elizabeth from Boca called and said, what's the difference between the word shall and what's the difference between shall and may? Got to look at your governing documents, because there's probably not language in your governing documents that says that the board shall enter into a contract for bulk cable service. They have the right under the law to do so. In other words, they may enter into a bulk cable contract, but there's nothing that requires them to do that. As a matter of fact, Dan, let me tell you how some associations looked at this issue during the foreclosure crisis. Their attitude was, you know what, we don't want to have a bulk cable contract anymore because a third of the people aren't paying here. So why should the two-thirds that are paying also pay for the one-third that a cable bill for the one-third that are not paying their assessments? So let's just make it where everybody has their own bill and everybody has to pay for their service on their own. We don't want to have a bulk contract anymore. So there's nothing requiring it, is what I'm telling you.
No, I understand that. But the question is, we've been paying through our payments, monthly payments.
Right.
For that service.
Sure. Now your budget needs to be adjusted. Right.
We'll be still paying for the service for the rest of the year.
Right. Okay. I would ask the board, going forward now at this point, what do they plan on doing? Do they plan on modifying the budget at this point, amending the budget so that the payments towards the bulk cable contract is no longer included? I agree with you. Going forward, that should cease. And there's no problem if the board right now, with 14-day notice to the unit owners, sent out an amended budget and set down a budget meeting that took care of your concern completely.
Beautiful.
Okay?
Beautiful. Okay.
Thanks for the call, Dan. Appreciate it.
I thank you for your help.
You got it. All right, let's take our first break of the hour, taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Does your condo need some major repairs? If so, remember Structural Engineering Professionals, SEP. For over 15 years, SEP has specialized in providing clients with professional guidance and consulting services with their concrete repair projects, glass sliding door and window projects, and roofing projects throughout South Florida. As engineers of record on construction projects, SEP specializes in specifying projects, bidding projects, projects to contractors, assisting you in selecting a qualified contractor, and then acting as construction managers and structural inspectors. We live in paradise in Florida, but as time passes, warm temperatures, summer rains, and salt air cause lots of damage to the concrete and steel in our buildings. Educate yourself on what they've learned and what you need to know about concrete before beginning any repair or restoration project by visiting the SEP website at struc-engineers.com. Then pick up the phone and call the office, 561-844-4060. SEP will visit your building and give you straight answers about serious problems you might not even realize you have. Concrete problems are usually hidden, and it takes an experienced expert like SEP to find them. SEP has assisted over 1,100 clients in South Florida. They pride themselves in their experience and standards and promise you the best service and straightforward, honest answers at a reasonable price. Call SEP at 561-844-4060. Visit the website at struc-engineers.com. Call SEP to get the whole story up front. If you're looking for a new cable TV and internet provider with exceptional HD quality and trend-setting technology, there's only one clear choice of provider for your community, OpticalTel. Founded in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated cable TV, internet, and phone provider that uses cutting-edge fiber optic technology to deliver exceptional quality and customer service, specifically catered to condominiums and homeowners associations like yours, all at a great price. Before your association signs that long-term renewal for the same dated technology, let OpticalTel provide you with a no-obligation quote for services utilizing fiber optics to your community. Experienced team members will prepare a custom proposal outlining the OpticalTel advantage, as well as the one-stop-shop approach to account management, construction, customer service, and most importantly, customer satisfaction. To learn how to future-proof your community with fiber technology, call 1-800-920-7701. That's 1-800-920-7701. Or email fibernow@opticaltel.com. And remember, changing the past is impossible, but changing your community's future is not.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and, of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED-accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full-service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis. I'm here again with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585.
All right, how about we go to Dawn, go away, I'm no good for you, from Miami. Who does that from ESPN?
Hey. Isn't that like a Four Seasons song?
Yes, it is. How are you, Dawn?
Hi, good afternoon.
How can we help?
Yes. Okay. Well, I recently made a purchase, a townhome. There's six townhomes attached to one unit, one building.
Okay.
My unit, and I know others, are infested with termites.
Okay.
So I approached the property management and told them, what's the plan for extermination? They said, oh, we know all about that. We know there's a lot of infestations, but we don't have the money. You know, there's a lot of places in foreclosures. And I said, well, then you make an assessment.
Right.
Oh, well, you know, you can't assess people that aren't probably going to pay.
Right.
So my question is, I mean, it's to the extent that I have holes in my floors.
Oh, that's insane.
How do I make these guys pay?
I would threaten the association with a lawsuit immediately. Letting them know just how bad the situation is, that you now have holes in the floors of your unit. They have an obligation under the law to maintain the common elements. They're obviously not doing it. They have an obligation, if this problem exists, to immediately treat the termite infestation. And just to tell you, we had this situation in a condo that I represent in Hollywood on the water. They currently have a termite infestation. I got to tell you, we're very proud of the people that live there. They actually got, in about a 4 or 5 day period of time, 100 people, 100 different unit owners to sign a form that allows the termite company into their unit. They voted to shut the building down for 2 days, everybody out, and come back basically in like 36 hours, and the problem's dealt with, over and done. And you're in a 6-unit building. This should be something that's a piece of cake. And that should be done without a fight, and regardless, and Scott and I talk about this all the time, regardless of the fact that there's no money, this is a life, health, or safety issue in effect right now, and they better get the money.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I told them, and I've sent them photos, and so I will send them a letter from an attorney now.
Yeah, and if they don't, I think you have a right to march into a court of law, and a judge can make them do it, too. And when you win that lawsuit, you'll get back your attorney's fees and costs as well.
Okay. Very good.
All right, Dawn.
Thank you very much.
Call us in the office, 855-4 Condo Craze. Thanks for calling, Dawn.
Thank you.
Your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. All right. Really quick, you know, every once in a while, a truly rare event, and I mean rare event, happens on this show. It's almost as rare, let's say, as like a solar eclipse or pitching a perfect game in baseball. And that rare event is, I gave the wrong answer last week to a question. Yeah, I did. So I got to come clean, and let me clear it up. Debbie from Tampa called last week, and she said that in her HOA, a board member or two was delinquent more than 90 days, and she wanted to know, does that mean that they're automatically off the board? And I told Debbie, yes, that delinquent director is automatically off the board. They're deemed to have abandoned their spot. But I was wrong. That only applies, actually, believe it or not, it only applies to condos and not HOAs. There's no HOA statute that says once a director is 90 days delinquent, they're deemed to have abandoned the office. If they're delinquent, they can't run for the board. You know, that's the same thing as a condo, but that's different. But once they hit 90 days in a condo, you're deemed to have abandoned your office, creating a vacancy. In an HOA, sorry, you get to stay on. Just another way HOA members, you know, have to take it. Their board member can actually serve on the board and not have to pay assessments. So, you know, really ridiculous. But, Debbie, we owe you an apology. Every once in a while, it's going to happen on the show. We fess up to it, and we move on,
Very
right?
Very impressive.
Okay.
Last week, we spoke about another way that board members are protected against liability, and that is the Florida Business Judgment Rule.
Yeah, you know what? Let's do this, though. Before we get to the Florida Business Judgment Rule, how about we take Rhonda from Tamarack real fast?
Okay.
How are you, Rhonda?
Well, I'm confused. confused, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help?
I have an apartment. Well, actually, it's a condo. I have lived here for 16 years in this particular condo. And when we moved in, we were assigned a parking space. Is that the usual thing that is done when you purchase
that
a condo?
That is very, very common, absolutely. And typically what the documents say is two ways, but I think typically what the documents say is once it's assigned to your unit, right, mm-hmm. the developer typically makes that assignment, it now becomes a limited common element appertinent to your unit. Which means that that's staying with that unit for forever and always.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, and it would be a virtual extension of your property then,
and
wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be. In effect, absolutely. That's correct.
Right. Well, mine has been stolen.
Okay. Now, I'm presuming or assuming that your documents do, in fact, make it a limited common element appurtenant to your unit. Sometimes that's not the case. Sometimes the documents treat all parking spaces as common elements, and the board has wide discretion and wide latitude to make reasonable rules and regulations regarding the assignment of these parking spaces. So the only way for me to give you a really intelligent, definite answer on how it works in your community is for me to look at your governing documents.
I see. In other words, it is possible for somebody to take my spot and give it to somebody
else.
It
is if the documents don't make that spot when it was assigned to you, a limited common element, appurtenant to your unit. Yes, it is possible. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just wondering if it was stolen.
Let's do this. Well, it might have been. It might have been stolen. So let's do this. You're going to call me during the week, 855-4 Condo Craze, okay? Give us a call. Mm. I'd be glad to look at your documents with you and tell you whether or not it was stolen.
Should I, this has just happened, you know, we were finding different people, you know, parking in our spot here. So I was pretty much limited in giving you information because I haven't really investigated it. I haven't spoken to the person who recently bought another apartment and is now using my spot.
I got you. Well, let's do this. You probably haven't looked at your condo documents in a long time. That's my job, or that's an attorney's job. So just give me a call in the office, and I'd be glad to walk you through it. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I still have to do some basic detective work, and if possible, I may have to get back to you.
You
but
got
I really
it.
Appreciate your help.
Anytime, Rhonda.
Thank you.
You be
Thank
well.
Thank you so much.
You got right. it. Let's do this. Yeah. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Bob from Naples, I see you're on the phone. Got to take our bottom of the hour break. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Quick, we'll be right back after this.
Is your condominium beginning to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making it look terrible and putting your residents in danger? Are you under orders from the county or city to fix up the condo by a deadline? Are you in need of 40-year certification for your building? Then you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. Carousel does it all. South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor, located in Del Rey since 1979. Carousel knows how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate, 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. If you want to see the work Carousel can do for you, visit the website cdri.net. That's cdri.net. Carousel Restoration, the cure for your condo. Call 561-272-3700.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
This is South Florida's number one local choice. 850 WFTL, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new. PD Painting is committed to provide quality service and long-term customer satisfaction. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. You can rely on PD Painting to tell you what you need in order to make your property look great again. Let PD Painting handle all the details, and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting, 888-416-3204. That's 888-416-3204. If you want to see photos of what PD Painting has done for other condos and homes, just go to pdpaintinginc.com. Again, that's pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage has set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro, and the phones are on fire
today. How about we start it off with Bob from Naples? How are you, Bob? Thanks
for
holding.
Hello. Am I on there?
Yes, you are.
Okay. I ran for the board in February, and I put on my resume that, you know, I went to your classes and I've gone to school for this. And all of a sudden, just before the election, our president had his friends put out a letter saying I lied about everything on my resume and that. And I could prove everything, but, you know, of course I didn't get elected because everybody believed him. And then I got a letter from a lawyer saying cease and desist sending letters to the manager because I was former president, and I know things that was going on. And he sent, and the lawyer says, cease and desist, looking at people, taking pictures of problems, threatening directors, which
right.
I never did.
Right.
And everything else on this from the lawyer letter, and I sent an email to the manager into the director saying I wanted an apology.
Right.
And they even said the county was coming after me because I complained so much at false accusations. So I went to the county, and they did an internal investigation. And the county sent me a letter, the manager, saying that you've only complained about two things within 5 years, and we don't do the things this letter says.
Right.
Is there any recourse I have to sue?
Well, I don't know. Okay, you started out by saying that the current president's friend sent out some letter about you, accusing you of all these lies. You know, I don't know what those letters say, but depending upon what those letters say, and we were actually going to talk about this during today's show, but depending upon what those letters say, yes, you may have a cause of action for libel. Absolutely. If they accuse you of certain things, accuse you of lying, if they defamed you in any way, you may, in fact, have a cause of action.
I also have a pretty good feeling of what law firm this was. So
Could be.
I'd like to know which one it is, and if you'd like to email us tomorrow, Bob, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
If he took the board cert course, he's got the certification.
He's got the certification. You should have the actual certificate that's showing you're certified. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Scott and I certainly would say over the years were asked many times by board members to send these cease and desist letters out to people that live in the community because they're bad-mouthing us. The people are just saying terrible things about us. And I consistently have to remind board members that the people that live in a condo or an HOA, guess what? They have a right, a First Amendment right, to badmouth their elected officials in their community, as long as they're not accusing them of crimes or intentional wrongdoing or things of that nature.
I mean,
you can do it.
I got a mea culpa right now. I approved one that went out in the last couple of weeks, but from what I saw by the attorney that was writing it, I was like, no, that's too much. Tone it down, because we are not suing this person ever.
Right.
So, you know, just make it can we all just live in peace and harmony? Let's stop with the name calling and things of that nature.
Yeah, but the only way for me to tell you whether or not you have a cause of action, because, you know, you can suffer damage. You did, in fact, you know, perhaps suffer damages because you ran for the board and lost, potentially because of that letter that went out. So
course,
we don't know.
Of course, that could be a blessing in disguise.
Right.
But no,
exactly,
yeah, right. I'd like to see the letter that the attorney wrote. Absolutely.
Right. Give us a call in the office, Bob, 855-4 Condo Craze.
Do you come to Naples?
Yeah, we have a satellite office in absolutely. We have a satellite office in Naples as well. Okay.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay, I'll be calling you tomorrow.
You got it. Thanks again. Now, tomorrow's Memorial Day, so I'm going to be at the beach.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay. Right. Tuesday, yes.
Thanks, Bob. Be well. All right, how about we go to Catherine in Lake Worth. How are you, Catherine?
I'm pretty good. Are you there?
Yes, we're here. How can I help?
Okay. My question is, my opinion that the controller figured our common area reserves wrong this year. It's supposed to be done on useful life. Well, their idea of useful life is anything that is due the first year, the first amount's there. Anything due in 6 years, that doesn't appear until 6 years. That's not useful life. Every item is supposed to have something in every line.
I agree
on
with you.
Useful life.
Absolutely. I agree with you completely. In other words, if your roof has a life expectancy of 10 years, for the next 10 years, you should be budgeting one-tenth of the amount that's necessary. So 10 years from now, you have the full amount to pay the roof bill. So you say they're doing it wrong, right?
Stop giving reasonable advice.
Exactly. So, wait, this is a condo or HOA, by the way?
This is a condominium.
Okay, so what you can do is take a copy of the budget that they're doing, right, and send it over to the Department of Business and Professional Regulation. Tell them you believe that your board is improperly collecting reserves. They're not doing it according to the statute and the administrative code, and they will absolutely look into it for you. See, that's the benefit of living in a condo. You can actually have the division do something and check it out for you. We're in an HOA. You know, good luck. Go sue.
Do I have to fill out a complaint form?
You probably have to fill out a complaint form, absolutely. And
okay.
You're going to have to put your John Hancock on it. But they will, in fact, investigate it for you.
I think
okay?
That's Herbie.
Happens all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think that's
okay,
Herbie
thank
Hancock.
Thanks for the call, Catherine. All right. How about another one in Lake Worth? We go to Bill in Lake Worth. How are you, Bill?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
How are you, sir? How can we help?
I'm very good, thanks. Enjoy the beach tomorrow. Two quick questions. The revisions that were sent down by the state several years ago, the association I live in finally put them up to a vote with the homeowners.
What kind of revisions are you talking about? What revisions are you talking about?
Well, they put revisions into the documents. And they ask every homeowner to vote on them.
Okay. So in other words, in your community, the community voted on revisions to the documents. Okay, gotcha. And they were finally sent out?
They were finally sent out. We had a vote, and we had a members meeting the other night, of which only three homeowners showed up, of which I was one of them. Make a long story short, the vote came in, and the people that voted at the table were secretive. They gave the president a number, and that number was not disclosed to us. And the president said, all right, the documents didn't pass.
Okay.
5 minutes later, they did something with the ballots, and then they said the number that the documents did pass.
Okay.
We were asked to see the votes, and we were told no.
Oh, of course you get to see the votes.
Who's your president, Mayor Daley?
Well, I got some serious issues. I need some help.
Right.
I represent the silent majority in this community.
Well, that's the problem. Don't be silent. Don't be silent on this one. The bottom line is you're entitled to those documents. You are you're entitled to see them within 10 days, and if the votes don't match up, then they better not record those amendments.
Okay.
All right. So give us a call in the office, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and we've got the documents for you.
All right,
855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Okay?
Well, yeah.
Thanks
One
for
last
the call.
Question.
Yeah, sure.
It was a two-part.
Oh, that's the second part.
They also passed out the budget. I mean, a P&L for the month.
Right.
For the first 4 months. We have no budget for reserve funds.
Okay.
And in this budget, they are using actuarial numbers and cash numbers, but prepaid HOA monies monthly aren't even on here.
Okay.
There's something seriously wrong with the budget. We have $130,000 coming into this little community annually, and it's not accounted for annually.
Well, we can get the financial records as well, okay? So, again, all of that, all of the records, without exception, that you've been referring to during this phone call, are open to inspections by the unit owners during normal business hours. So just let us take care of it, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday, Bill. Thanks for the call. Okay, we got to go into our final break of the hour, taking your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370, for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, MackInsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
As a flood or other disaster struck your community, is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster
Pipemaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Welcome back to the final half, actually the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro, giving out the phone number 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
Phones have been nuts today, but yes. During the break, it's funny, Chris, our producer, said, did one of the callers actually call in and say and refer to what a cease and exist letter? And, yeah, I think someone did say that. And, of course, the right term is cease and desist letter. Like, you know, stop doing what you're doing kind of letter. But I tell you.
Cease and exist would actually be right.
Chris, I think, invented something here. We may owe him a thank you. How about we now start sending out a cease to exist letter? Right? I love that. In other words, dear Joe, you're committing a violation on the condo property.
Please cease to exist.
Please cease to exist within 10 days. Problem solved.
There you go.
That I like. Scott, check if we can get away with that under the statute.
I mean, I don't know if we can get away with it under the statute, but I know a lot of attorneys I'd like to send one to.
Please cease to exist.
Please cease to exist. All right. We also, during the break, we got an email from a D. McNamara, and he writes in, can the board paint the inside of a clubhouse without a vote of the members? All right, really quick, because I see the phones are still starting to light up. But generally speaking, yes, boards have almost unbridled authority to make repairs. Okay?
It depends upon what's going on here, though, Eric.
Right, exactly, exactly. Scott, tell them about whether or not if they get to change colors, though.
All right, well, check this out, everybody. First of all, it depends upon the clubhouse, if it's a part of a condominium association or if it's a part of an HOA. If it's an HOA, I think you could justify saying that if it needs a painting and you'd get a slightly different color, it wouldn't be a capital improvement and the board could just do it.
Right.
However, if it's a condominium association and it needs to be repainted as a repair, it needs to be the same color. Because if it's off like one tint, seriously, people, right, that's considered a material alteration and somebody, some busybody could sue to stop it.
Absolutely. I agree completely. How about we go to Kathy in Miami? How are you, Kathy?
Hey, Kathy.
Kathy?
Email to the property management company.
Whoa. Kathy, I'm sorry.
Rewind.
You got cut off. Start again, Kathy. We didn't hear you.
I had sent an email to our property management company asking about use of a visitor's parking spot. I was questioning if it was a resident using it. It turns out that the management company forwarded the email to the board, and the board contacted the person who was using the spot and told them that I had made an inquiry.
Okay.
So I was confronted by that person. I want to know, was that appropriate, and what is either the management company or the board's position on this? Isn't there some measure of confidentiality?
So the board, sold you out, is what you're thinking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's kind of think this through, Scott. Let's say that Kathy sent this email to the manager. The manager sent it to the board. And there's an argument that this is, at some point, an official record of the association. It might be a complaint received from a unit owner. So let's say this person who was parking in the visitor spot is, in fact, actually a unit owner, and they made a records request for complaints received by the condominium association within the last 30 days. I think the association would probably have to turn over your complaint, your email, to the manager. So, yeah, while the board threw you under the bus, and they didn't have to do that, they didn't have to certainly treat it that way, in the end, if that person probably wanted to get a copy of your email, they probably would have been entitled to receive a copy of it anyway.
Yeah, so, like, they were very uncool, but they didn't do anything, like, illegal.
Got it. Got it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You got it. All right, what do we got left? About 2 minutes, right? Okay, oof, let's just not start a new topic today. Let's just remind everybody real quick, sign up for the big event again,
yeah,
which is 1 week
out?
From today. Just about sold out. We have nearly 300 people that will be there on next Sunday. So I can tell you, we may be, as of now, we may be sold out during the week. If that winds up happening, we'll send out an email. And then there'll be a standby line.
I was going to say,
we've had that
line
many times
before.
I'd
also just like to make sure while we're on the air, I don't have to be there at 7 a.m., right?
Well, not 7 a.m., 7:30 is fine.
But you have an 8 o'clock class.
Yeah, as long as Scott's on the radio with me, we are good. Because, again, we'll be doing the radio show live in front of a studio audience. Lots of free food, both breakfast and lunch, lots of classes. So we really expect everybody to be there.
The last radio show, you had a lot of guests. Who do you have on this show?
Oh, we're going to have, we're going to have an expert panel. Jan Bergman will be there from
Jan.
Cyber Citizens for Justice. He'll
be
in attendance. We may, and I got to verify that this week, we may have Bob Norman on our panel, as a matter of fact, from Channel 10.
Wow.
He may be down there as well.
And possibly Bob Newhart.
And right.
Bob Norman is
probably
a great reporter.
Not though.
Absolutely great reporter, really doing a great job. We'll also, he's dealing with all kinds of stories weekly, it seems, on condo theft and condo shenanigans that certainly love to
these managers and stuff that steal money.
It's just not a good thing. So certainly he may be there addressing the audience. He said he's going to. We'll try to wrap that up and confirm that.
Bob Newhart
will not be there. Definitely not. We're going to have Mark Erstel give a presentation on insurance. We're going to have somebody from Mac and Waltz teach the audience all about what you need to know about condo insurance. So important this time of year as the hurricane season starts.
Oh,
so
my gosh,
and just a lot more. We went through the list before. It's just going to be a great event.
Awards.
There's going to be awards. I know some of our sponsors are going to be giving away door prizes, all kinds of things of that nature. So, again, just register at CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com. Really look forward to seeing all of you instead of just speaking to you next week. Everybody have a great week and see you next Sunday.